This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Grady Dennis, Willow Esperner, and Lydia Worko, all seniors from the Butternut High School, about their haunted house.
With Halloween being kind of on a weird day this year, we're going a couple weekends, right?
Yeah, we're running two weekends.
It starts this weekend on Thursday the 23rd, and that's Kids Night from 6 to 9 p.m. And then on Friday, October 24th, and then Saturday, October 25th, it's 7 to 10 p.m.
It takes a lot of time and effort from everyone on Student Council. We work together as a team very well to get everything done up there. We spend countless hours up there during school and after school to kind of put the work and effort in to bring the scares to people. We kind of have like a map that we start out with at the beginning of every year, and we kind of lay out who wants which rooms. And typically, the rooms get, like the seniors get first choice of what rooms they want.
Okay, all right. And so then each class kind of handles different areas? Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, that's kind of how we run it in the past. A few things have changed a couple of years ago. I know like certain families now like will run their own rooms out of there. Like if they've got a lot of kids in the school, they'll have like one room dedicated for just their family, you know?
Sure.
And then we also have Jared and Josh Wagner, who are both big helps. They help out every year. It's kind of their thing. They have a couple rooms of their own as well that they run. We accept walk-ins, but we also have appointments available.
Okay.
We have a QR code on the flyers that are everywhere. Otherwise, it's also available on the Butternut Haunted House Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll take them to a website where they can book an appointment. It'll tell them all the available time slots and when to show up. Otherwise, we do also accept walk-ins.
As a reminder, this is taking place today, Thursday, October 23rd, from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and that is family night, so it is less scary. Tomorrow, Friday, October 24th, Saturday, October 25th, and next weekend, Friday, October 31st, and Saturday, November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., ages 5 and under are free, 6 to 12 is $5, and 13 and up is $7. Once again, this is taking place tonight from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That is family night, so it is less scary. Then, Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th, and Friday and Saturday, October 31st and November 1st, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. The federal shutdown will affect food share recipients as of November 1st, in addition to already planned federal reductions in funding. Lisa Hale has more.
In July, President Donald Trump approved funding cuts to SNAP programs when he signed H.R. 1 into law. Those cuts take effect on November 1st. On top of that, the federal government shutdown is affecting the people who need SNAP benefits the most. Oshkosh Area Community Pantry Director Ryan Rasmussen.
Based on the government shutdown, starting November 1st, all SNAP benefits are cut. So no new monies will be given to any SNAP recipients. And also, for the first time, any outstanding balances that folks have could be in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, a press release from Governor Tony Evers' office on Wednesday said that the Wisconsin Food Share Program will run out of funding in 9 days due to the federal government shutdown. That program provides food assistance for Wisconsin children, families, and senior citizens. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Following Pella Corporation's acquisition of WeatherShield in July and during Manufacturing Month this October, the companies are giving back to their communities. As part of Pella's celebration of WeatherShield joining the Pella family of brands, the Pella Rollscreen Foundation announced it will award three $10,000 grants to three nonprofits, one in each of the three Wisconsin communities in which WeatherShield operates. The grants will support equine therapy for veterans, Operation Horses Heel located north of Medford and Westboro, plans to expand equine-related support to veterans through the purchase of a mobile outreach unit. This nonprofit supports veterans, active service members, and their families through equine-related activities that reduce stress and isolation. STEM education at the Fab Lab. The School District of Ladysmith will be able to purchase new equipment to support the ongoing success of the district's Fabrication Laboratory, or Fab Lab. Fab Labs provide hands-on experience in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. And food pantry support. The Lord's Cupboard in Park Falls will use its grant to purchase food to support community members in Price County and Southern Ashland County who are facing food insecurity. Bob Foote, president of WeatherShield, stated, quote, The culture of caring throughout WeatherShield and Pella Corporation is what makes us not only a great place to work, but also a strong community champion. As WeatherShield continues building a relationship with Pella, we look forward to future opportunities to invest in our team members, our commitment to innovation, and our support of our communities. End quote. Thursday, November 13th, from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., North Central Technical College in Phillips is hosting a basic life support CPR course. This is an American Heart Association-approved course, and it covers adult and pediatric CPR and FBAO, two rescue CPR, barrier devices, and AED. This course focuses on the needs of the professional caregiver. Successful completion includes American Heart Association certification that is valid for 2 years. A textbook is required and can be purchased at NTC's campus store. The cost of the class is $40 plus a textbook. To learn more and register, you can visit ntc.edu. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. over at North Central Technical College in Phillips. What's spookiest at Halloween? Lisa Hale reports on how you can keep your little monsters safe.
Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.